In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days, He has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. And He is the radiance of His glory and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He made purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about Him, cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for He existed before me.' For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. We have believed and have come to know that You are the Holy One of God. And behold, a voice out of the heaven said, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. This is a trustworthy statement full of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Jesus said to him, 'I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. No one can come to Me unless the Father who has sent Me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to Me. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received the just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard. Waiting from that time onward, until His enemies be made a footstool for His feet. For by one offering He has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written so that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But we do see him who was made for a little while a little lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. He who has disbelieved shall be condemned." And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent, and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." So then those who received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls. They were praising God and having favor with all the people. The Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Or do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. But thanks be to God that though we were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there's no law. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. For now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence. And in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. All Scripture is inspired by God, is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them. Then he says, in their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is forgiveness of these things, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul began talking to them, intending to leave the next day, and he prolonged his message until midnight. Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread that we break which sharing in the body of Christ? While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, and he says, take, eat, this is my body. And when he had taken the cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. They were speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with their heart to the Lord. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save, that he may prosper, so that no collections be made when I come. Each one must do just as he purposed in his heart, not grudgingly, or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. What is the outcome then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the mind also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the mind also. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And you will know the truth. The truth will make you free. Brethren, my heart's desire, my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge, for not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, They did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation that everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then also to the Greek, for in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. And to give relief to you who are afflicted and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preach to you, which you also received, in which you also stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preach to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered as to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we've been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also those of the whole world. By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Therefore, Jesus answered and was saying to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and the Father will show him works, greater works than these, so that you will marvel. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. For he said, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized. Wash away your sins, calling on his name. The Lord was with God in the beginning. He came to this earth to die for the sins of the world. And we have to respond to that. We have to accept that gift. We have to accept the gift of God's grace by faith, that the Lord is going to do everything He said He was going to do. So by faith I believe that when I confess Christ, He will confess my name before the Father. That's what He said He was going to do. When I repent of my sins, I'm not going to perish, because Jesus said, "And unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish." I know that when I'm baptized into Christ, my sins are going to be washed away. The blood of Jesus is going to wash those sins away. It's not going to be the water. It's not going to be the person baptizing you. It's not going to be by anything else. But the blood of Jesus washes your sins away. I know that when I do those things, Jesus is going to do all the things He said He's going to do. That's faith. And as we noticed a moment ago, without faith, it is impossible to be pleasing to Him. Do you believe all of those things that we read from God's Word today? Do you believe that when you do the things the Bible tells you to do, that you'll receive all the blessings the Bible says you'll receive? So many people today in this room have obeyed the gospel. And now, as John wrote, they're walking in the light, as He Himself is in the light. And that blood is continually cleansing their sins. It's not just didn't happen at baptism. The blood of Jesus is continually washing away the sins of those who are faithful. Because they'll continue to sin. We will continue to sin. But the Lord will also continue to forgive. You can receive all those blessings when you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need to do that, or you need to come back to the Lord today and say, "I need to be more faithful this year. I need to be more faithful every day of my life. The last day of my life needs to be the most faithful day of my life. And since I know that I don't know that there'll be a tomorrow, since I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold, that means today needs to be the most faithful day of my life. Because it could be the last day." You need to rededicate yourself to the Lord. You need to obey the gospel. You have something else that needs to be known and we can pray about. We'd love to do that for you today. Whatever it is, please come while we stand and sing.